the winners and losers of 2009.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A list of the best and worst performing stocks for 2009 out this morning. Banks topped both lists. Among the worst, Citigroup, down more than 50% for the year. On the upside, JPMorgan Chase was one of the year's best performers, up 32%. All of that Sturm und Drang we saw in the banking sector this year started, of course, with mortgage loans. The new year means new rules for that industry, as Elisa Roth reports.
The new rules are a major overhaul of the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, or RESPA. They're supposed to make sure homebuyers know exactly what they're getting into when they sign those mortgage papers. Among other things, lenders will have to give the borrowers a three-page booklet that details all the costs associated with the loan. Closing costs, broker's fees, the price of title insurance. Chris Mayer is a professor at Columbia Business School. He says the overhaul's a good start, but that it may not go far enough.
I think it is a very challenging process to take somebody who is applying for a mortgage and give them a piece of paper that provides adequate financial education.
A lot of people in the mortgage industry are complaining it's unclear how they're supposed to implement the new rules, and the added work could discourage people from buying houses. Mayer says paperwork hassles have certainly made it hard for various loan modification programs lately.
There really is a problem that if we just start requiring more and more stuff, that it's going to slow down the process.
These changes are the first in decades. Mayer says he expects to see many more tweaks to come. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The market seemed to have some mixed feelings this last day of the year. Tokyo's Nikkei Index fell 0.8%. London's FTSE is up 0.25%. U.S. markets were up yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose just a bit, closing at 10,548. All told, 2009 was a very good year for the Dow. Or a very bad year, depending on how you look at it. The Dow rose 20% in 2009, the biggest gain it's seen in 6 years. On the other hand, the index finished lower than it did 10 years ago, first time that's happened since the Great Depression. Some good news out from the job market this morning. The number of workers filing for unemployment benefits is the lowest it's been all year. Still, about 7.5 million people have lost their jobs since the recession began. In Britain, the end of the year means the government's annual honors list. That's a reward for service to the UK. Notably absent this year, bankers. Not only one is being recognized. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Usually, the banking profession is showered with titles at this time of year, many bankers receiving the right to call themselves Lord, Lady, Dame, or Sir for their services to the British economy. This year, however, the bankers are in disgrace. The government has nominated only one for an honour.
I don't think even one ought to be so get an honour this year, if you believe in this system.
Professor Stephen Hazler is a critic of the honours system. He dismisses the whole exercise as pointless and antiquated.
Things like knighthoods, evoking images of people riding along with armour and jousting and all that kind of stuff. It's an absolutely archaic system.
Nevertheless, many Brits take it seriously, and it does give the British government a way of making its displeasure felt. In this year's list, the Lord Mayor of London has been denied the traditional knighthood because it's claimed he defended bankers' bonuses. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
New Year's Eve is upon us. Time to buy some bubbly and watch the clock. If you opt to imbibe some homegrown spirits tonight, you could be contributing to a happier new year for the U.S. wine industry. Kayomi Getz has more.
Stu Smith grows grapes for his small winery, Smith Madrone, nestled in the hills of Napa County. He says a lot of people in his industry are struggling these days.
They estimated that 20% of the Sonoma County grape crop would be left on the vine. That's pretty startling.
Smith says he hasn't seen anything like it in his 40 years in the business. Growers are letting their grapes rot rather than take a bath trying to sell them in a glutted market. Distributors are still trying to unload back inventory from last year. Small wineries that sell to restaurants are having abysmal sales. Smith says it's causing a lot of jitters.
Are we looking at a new paradigm, or are things going to get better after the next 6 months or a year? And everybody goes back to their old ways. You know, I don't know.
Positive spinners will tell you people are still drinking wine. That's true. But fewer are buying wines that cost $30 or more.
What's interesting about this recession that's quite different from the last two is the effect on the baby boomers.
Christian Miller researches the wine industry. He says people in their late 40s to early 60s drove the upscale wine market even during past recessions.
This recession, because it's impacted their wealth significantly, has had a much more significant impact on the outlook and purchasing of the baby boomers.
Upmarket labels are scrambling to find the new selling sweet spot. Some wineries are offering as much as half off and free shipping on the internet. And with distributors hurting, analysts say wineries are increasingly trying to bypass stores and restaurants to connect with consumers directly. I'm Kayomi Getz for Marketplace.
Attention football fanatics and American Idol addicts. If you subscribe to Time Warner Cable, you may have to find another way to get your Fox fix. The broadcaster wants higher fees from Time Warner to make up for falling ad sales. Time Warner's refusing to pay more. You may have seen some of the ad wars.
With TV networks demanding massive price increases, hundreds of thousands of you have spoken out. You've told us to get tough.
Time Warner is getting tough, and if the two can't make a deal by midnight, Fox will go dark for Time Warner cable subscribers. For fans of shows like Glee, Family Guy, and House, might be time to discover the glories of Hulu. For football fans, might be time to discover the glories of the nearest sports bar. Ah, the sacrifices we make. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Happy New Year.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.